Holby City, starring Edward McLean as Greg, Leila Ruiz as Sahira, Adam Astill as Dan, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. Night Cover by David Young.
You won't be able to snowboard anymore?
Josh might not be able to walk anymore.
I'm not going anywhere, you know. I get it wrong sometimes because I've never felt like this about anyone else.
Excuse me, mate. Looking for Chrissy Williams.
And you are?
Stephen, agency nurse.
Right, yes. Of course you are.
Rugby's about grabbing each other's legs and trying to pull the other guy's shorts down, but mine's the girl's sport. Hmm.
Do you think she had any idea?
Of what?
That her best mate was hopelessly in love with her.
A woman always knows.
Hey, I thought you'd left.
Tell me about it, I'm on call.
What's this?
Hemothorax or pneumothorax from a bullet wound. She's pregnant and she's crashed.
How long for?
3 minutes and counting. We need to get this baby out of her before it kills her. Theatre two.
Dan and Stephen are playing hockey with crutches in a downstairs corridor. They charge into one another.
Oh, it's still in there.
We're at Ops and Gynae.
We've got about 60 seconds to get that baby out.
Scalpel. Scissors.
Sahira makes a cut, then feels around inside the incision, but a look of confusion crosses her face and she pulls her hands out.
I can't find it.
Dan scores, then tumbles heavily to the floor.
3-2. I win.
Fair enough.
Better next time. Yeah.
Their game continues.
Sahira.
I don't understand. They told me she was pregnant.
Feel the bullet against the spine. Forceps.
Sahira's in a daze.
Ready to deal with this bleed? Sahira.
Dan and Stephen take a break.
Glad to see you're not competitive or anything. That's the way we play down here.
There ain't no rules in crutch hockey.
Hurt your neck?
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, we should go up. It's the rush.
Dan reaches over and checks Stephen's watch. He rushes off.
The police brought them in.
Okay.
Still looking for that baby. I'm sorry. Bad joke.
On Keller.
I'm so sorry. Downstairs. I forgot.
What have you done to your neck?
Crutch hockey. We're just letting off some steam.
Yeah. Right, we'll have to look through these on your own. I've marked off the ones I like, so you do the same. What's the matter now?
Next summer's like eons away.
Not if we want a good villa.
Can't we get through the minefield of Christmas first?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is another conversation. This is our holiday. Unless you can't commit to that.
That is not what I said.
Enjoy your night.
Dan rubs his neck as she leaves.
She giving you a hard time?
No, it's an FK. Normal for Keller.
Get off. Don't touch me.
You need to get back into
bed. Just leave me alone, all right?
The doctor has to look at your arm.
Where the hell is he then?
Right here, Mrs. Newton.
Oh.
You've broken your wrist.
Oh, you're clever.
Sit down, please. Oh. Legs up. When did this happen?
Yesterday. The day before. Does it matter?
Painful?
What do you think?
I think your bone has been bleeding into your muscle. The muscle's in compartment, so the blood can't get out, hence the swelling. It's called compartment syndrome.
I want my daughter.
You've left this too long. Now, you need surgery or you could lose the arm.
Could you page the uncle anaesthetist, please?
Yeah.
Greg finds Sahira.
Not good.
She's crying in the staff room.
I'm sorry. Come here. Come on.
He gives her a hug, then she moves away.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You've been working every day since CTU opened.
Yes, but I should be able to handle that. Supermom, breadwinner, it's a piece of piss. I can't believe it.
You did it to save her life because they told you she was pregnant. What's a scar on your belly when you've survived a shooting?
I've just got to get through this shift. Sorry, you have to go. It's fine.
No. I was thinking I could swap with you.
No, I wouldn't want Jack or Hanson to think that I can't hack it.
Okay, plan B. You stay here and take a nap. I cover for you, and if any customers come in, I wake you.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
40 minutes, shut eye, and you'll be a new woman.
Are you sure?
Nope, grab it while you can.
She nods, and Greg smiles. Hanson finds Dan in his office, leafing through the villa brochure.
Are you ready, Mr. Hamilton?
For what?
The night shift. I love nights. The pen pushers and bean counters gone, and the hospital is ours. Well, I'm on site and on call should you need me, but I trust you won't.
Stephen arrives with two hot drinks.
Morphine's calmed her down.
Thanks.
If it's quiet, can I watch you operate?
It's only her arm.
I've heard it pops out like a balloon.
Sure. Come right into theatre if you want. I am the boss.
Great. You didn't mind me asking about Sister Williams, did you? I don't want to be the cause of any friction.
No, it wasn't a crutch hockey. She's on about holidays already. For next year. Mm. Why do women do things so far ahead?
To keep us in check.
You got a partner?
No. Being agency, I move around. Belonging to someone doesn't suit me anyway. That's what a relationship is.
Not always.
Ownership. I'd say so.
You feel you belong without being owned. And Chrissy doesn't own me.
Where's Megan Newton?
Straight through there, bed 7.
Dan accompanies Megan's daughter and another woman.
What the hell are you doing here?
Alison asked me.
Did you?
I was scared.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. My sister's not welcome.
Mum?
She has to go.
And you need to calm down.
Alison said it would be all right.
It's not.
I can wait outside.
That's a good idea.
No, a better one is go. Are you deaf?
For the sake of my patient, I think you need to leave.
Eddie arrives on AAU and approaches Frieda at the nurse's station.
Evening. Right, what's new?
Stroke patient in 5. Josh is leaving. And the rest you know.
Call her.
Josh is packing a bag.
I hear they got you a bed on the specialist unit.
And some proper physio and decent equipment, I hope.
And other people in the same situation, so you can see what's possible.
Do you know where my coat is?
Yeah, it's in the office.
Can I have it? I want to get out of here.
Well, we still have to discharge you and wait for transport. And I think you wouldn't go amiss, Josh. Good luck all the same.
I don't need your luck.
I don't want your sister agitated, and I don't want the ward disrupted.
It's not me making a scene.
I have to think about the patient.
I have to think of Alison.
We can manage.
You don't know the situation.
She needs an operation.
There's something else you need to know. Alison's my daughter.
I don't need to know that. It's not my problem.
But it is the reason I'm staying.
I really...
Look, I'm not here to make trouble. And I need to be here for Alison.
Yeah, I'll tell him. If someone's messed up...
What?
Josh is not going anywhere.
The specialist unit made a cock-up with beds. I'll tell them.
No. Let me. Josh. The spinal unit called. They haven't got a bed for you, I'm sorry.
What?
So you're gonna be with us a bit longer?
How long?
They're just a hospital. Like, we're a hospital.
They're specialists.
It's not where you are, Josh, it's what you bring to it. And I haven't seen you do a single exercise. I mean, you never practice in your chair.
Don't like it.
Well, if you're gonna be lazy, we're just as good for you here as anywhere else.
Total cow.
What did you say?
Call yourself a nurse. You're supposed to care, but you don't.
Good job.
What she said?
Nothing.
Yes, she has. I know she has.
I told you, nothing.
Dan glances warmly at Alison.
What she said?
Get some rest.
Megan's sister, Beverly, is watching from nearby as Dan walks away. He shares a knowing look with Stephen. In the on-call room, Sahira slips off her shoes as she perches on the edge of a freshly made single bed. After a few moments, she eases herself under the covers.
Are you sure this is legal?
Pay attention. What can you hear?
Systolic and blowing.
Therefore?
Aortic stenosis. Informally covering for someone else is not legal.
When did you get so po-faced? That's right. Since forever.
How did I get here?
He collapsed in the street. He's slipping again. I've got a date with Destiny, so you only have to suffer me for an hour tops. Get the pads.
What are you doing?
Trying to speed your heart back up. Have you been popping pills, Tyrone?
What?
Has this happened before? Bite your teeth together? Just kidding. It won't hurt. Clear.
Oh, that really hurts.
Don't be such a wuss.
Ow!
No, it doesn't. But it has woken you up. So, let's ask the man who's awake. What about the drugs?
The young man looks bewildered.
I can't remember.
Blood, please, Dr. Valentine.
He tries to make a phone call.
And you're too sick to make phone calls.
Where is she?
Getting coffee.
And you just called her, did you? Out of the blue.
She's family.
Unless you didn't call her out of the blue, Ellie.
You done with this?
Have you been seeing her? What's she done, eh? She picked you up from school? Taking you shopping?
She's just being friendly.
How many times?
Twice.
What did she buy you?
Shoes. These really nice peach-coloured platforms.
You didn't think to tell me.
I'm sorry.
Nothing's going on, and you didn't think to tell me.
It's time to take you into theatre.
Ellie.
Josh's games console.
Excuse me.
Eddie goes over to Josh's bedside.
Josh, turn it down.
Look, I know you can hear me. So you're awake and I'm here. Let's do something useful. Bed to chair transfer. Start with the first step.
She picks up a transfer board.
What's the worst that can happen, You might manage it.
What then?
See? I knew you could hear me. I've got all night.
It's Mr. Hamilton, Alison. You can come in, OK? Your mum's going to be fine. It's a very simple operation.
I don't understand why they can't just get on. It's like I've done something wrong.
I'm sure you haven't.
Know what this is all about?
No.
University. Mum doesn't want me to go because I'm going to get into too much debt. But Auntie Beverly, she's got money. She says she'll help, but Mum won't let her. And I don't understand.
Maybe it's pride.
She wants me to do radiology because the NHS pays.
Well, this is a decision that affects your whole life. You can't let other people make it for you. She wasn't, but we've talked it through. I'll leave you to it.
Talk what through?
The university thing, radiology.
I thought you wanted to do physics.
I do. I don't want to fight about it.
You have to decide and then go for it, Alison. We'll end up like her.
So the aces are here, 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 and here.
Excuse me.
So if I know where they are, I can follow where they go.
Tyrone expertly shuffles a deck of cards. Greg watches.
So just by following them, I know the first ace is 1, 2, 3, 4 cards down. Second ace is third. Third is second. Last is first. Shabba. You just have to watch carefully.
Tyrone fiddles with his phone.
I'm just checking for texts.
I thought casinos didn't like their croupiers being card sharps.
How do you know I'm a croupier?
There's a logo on your shirt and a gambling chip on your badge.
Rohypnol.
What?
That's why you can't remember anything, and that's what slowed your heart down. Are you sure you haven't been off your face on roofies?
No way.
Then you were spiked.
Maybe we should call the police.
No police.
Why no police, Tyrone?
Just don't.
Nothing to do with a 500 quid roulette chip?
That was a tip.
Sure it was, a 500 pound tip.
Getting a regular.
No police.
Don't worry. I've got better things to do with my night. If it's second or third degree slows like before, use the defib.
Not that taser thing.
Yes. So behave. Nah, I go and get shagged senseless while you stay here. Life's just not fair, is it? Oh, come on. It's not that bad. You had 50 extra minutes with your favourite doctor.
I hope Michelle appreciates it.
She'll love you forever. I'll go wake her as I go.
Pressure build-up makes the muscle pop. That's what it looks like.
Make it look so simple.
Well, that bit is. Now I have to look for necrotic tissue. Sometimes we use maggots.
How?
They eat the dead flesh and leave the healthy. This all looks fine.
Does Sister Williams ever make it to theatre?
Sometimes. She's more interested in the patients than what I do to them.
I think it's fascinating.
You see this swelling? That's the soft tissue complication of this. So, now we're in. We fix the break and check for bone bleeding.
That's still a problem.
I thought it'd go away.
I can give you a treatment if you want.
Treatment?
Acupuncture.
Hidden talents.
In the on-call room.
Zara.
Zara.
He watches her roll over in her sleep.
Wake up. The hospital's on fire.
Studying her for a moment, he pulls the duvet up over her, then quietly takes her pager from the bedside table. He tiptoes out.
Your oxygen came loose. Do you know where you are?
Do
you know where you are, Mr. Johnson?
Eddie glances over at Josh in the next bed, then pulls the curtain over.
Can you sleep with him wheezing like that?
Just keep these on.
I think you and I should start over, Josh. We got off on the wrong foot tonight. Hello?
Oi, you can't just take that.
I just did.
I'm not 10 years old.
So stop acting like it.
What do you want from me?
Eddie puts the console on the nurse's desk in front of Frieda. Now Megan is wheeled along on a gurney.
She did well. There was no dead tissue. The arm should recover completely.
Alison bursts into tears, and when Beverly tries to console her, she runs off.
Maybe you should back off a bit.
The duty of care to that girl. You know I have.
Stop it. You are killing me. I can't. Wear it tomorrow, and I promise I'll be there. No, it's not you. It's someone here. I gotta go.
Hey! What are you doing?
Meeting someone.
Playing Russian roulette is what you're doing. Back inside, now.
Tyrone's outside, and he collapses.
Stay put. Agent.
Feel that one?
Yes.
You're tense. I think three's enough for your first time.
Now what?
You sit there and you don't move.
Dan reaches for the villa brochure.
No distractions.
May I talk?
Sure.
How come you became a nurse, not a doctor?
Look. I got stabbed. Nursing I got was so good, I wanted to do it.
The nursing, not the doctoring. What does that do?
Stimulates the points.
And you believe in meridians and chi and all that?
Uh-huh. And that tells me you know more than you're letting on.
Well, I read.
Hansen comes in.
Must be a quiet night.
This is, it's for my neck.
I really don't care what it's for, Mr. Hamilton, as long as your ward doesn't need you.
No, everything's absolutely fine. I had an emergency fasciotomy and my rounds are in 10.
These zero-stay figures need justifying. They make the procedures look unnecessary, you see. So I've separated the general surgery numbers from the orthopedics numbers, and I need you to account for that column there, please. Have you heard of an American called Arthur Taub?
No.
I'd look him up.
Take these out. Mm. Now.
What are you playing at, Tyrone?
I had to see someone.
Excitement is forbidden. Including dodgy deals in car parks.
What are you saying?
Rohypnol and avoiding the police do paint a certain picture.
I thought you'd gone.
It crashed outside.
Did you wake Nishar?
Jesus, you're like a broken record. Just look after the patient and do your job. Get the defib.
Ah, don't do that.
Greg applies a mild shock through the chest pads.
Better?
No. He needs a temporary pacer.
I was meant to meet someone. If she comes in, she's blonde, and I'm here, okay?
Of course.
Anyone else? I'm not.
Dr. Valentine will put some pacer wires in to help stabilize your heart. You've been dying for some hands-on. Here it is. Keep your head turned. Only feels a light pressing on the neck.
Oliver looks nervous.
You're a bit of a gambler.
What makes you say that?
There's a type. Like skating on thin ice and getting away with it.
Sounds more like you.
You know most people gamble to lose.
I thought they did it to win.
No, seriously. Winning's pleasant, yeah, but losing's painful. That's a much stronger buzz.
What's your angle, then? What are you getting away with?
Greg watches as Oliver tries to feed a wire through a tube.
If you're not sure, stop.
Greg stands by Oliver's side.
Don't turn your head. Find the guide wire. Turn the tip to the right. Steadily through the tricuspid. Along the floor of the ventricle. Got it? What settings?
73 volts.
Continue to check the ECG for pacing inhibition. Feel the difference?
No.
You will. How was it for you?
Like skating on thin ice.
You're getting away with it.
I feel terrible.
There's no sign of infection.
The temperature's up.
Yeah, she's mildly tachycardic.
Is something wrong?
Well, she has a mild temperature.
What does that mean?
At the moment, we're not sure.
Dan?
OK, she's vomiting blood. She needs a scan. You take her down. I'll call ahead.
Why is she vomiting blood?
We're getting her a scan to find out.
It's not good, though, is it?
The sooner I call a technician, the sooner we'll know.
Beverly holds Alison back.
No, it's always like this.
No. Sorry about before. Is your neck any better?
Not really. Where the hell is he? I just called him.
I'll have a look.
What's wrong with me?
You may have esophageal varices or an ulcer. Stress can make them bleed.
Where's Alison?
She's with your sister.
Oh, there's your stress right there.
Do something about it.
What do you mean?
She's a smart kid. She knows something's not right. If I were in your shoes, I'd tell her before your sister did.
Tell her what?
I think you know.
Who told you?
It wasn't Alison. But you do owe it to her.
Megan?
Starting compressions.
What's the matter? She's got into septic shock. Give her oxygen. Right, let's get her back up to Keller and into theatre. I'll page Hansen.
Hansen is sitting at his desk with some sushi laid out neatly before him. He carefully lifts a cluster of rice from a ceramic dish with chopsticks and brings it to his mouth. A hint of annoyance crosses his face as he continues to savour his mouthful. Then he checks his pager. Coming out of the lift.
Mum?
She has to go into theatre.
Bev, don't. Please, if anything happens, you know I'll look after her.
OK. Excuse me, please.
Sorry.
Thank you. Is this your fasciotomy?
She keeps vomiting blood.
What's the history?
She presented with a broken wrist, bone bleeding compartment syndrome. I operated and she vomited blood in recovery.
Did you scan?
I booked one, but she went into septic shock.
Did you examine the upper arm too?
No.
No, because she has compartment syndrome here too and you missed it. Get her prepped, please.
Dan looks uncomfortable.
Missing the swelling in the upper arm is a common error, and that's why you should know about it.
Yes.
Never lose sight of the bigger picture. Are you the ward nurse?
Yeah.
Then you're surplus to requirements in theatre. If I took my eye off the ball, Mr. Hamilton, I'd ask myself why.
You've got four knocker knees.
What's wrong with yours?
She's not picking up. It's just thought maybe a different number.
Same?
Okay. What's wrong? Excuse me 1 minute.
Spotting Greg.
Hey, he's bradycardic. What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm about to find out.
It feels so tight. So tight.
Pericardial collection. Let's get him into theatre.
Do you think it was a pacer wire?
Must be.
Can we get some help here, please?
What's wrong?
There's a buildup of blood between the heart and the protective sac. We need to drain it.
Not without a consultant. Page Jack.
What about...
Don't say it.
Just shut up.
I'm doing it.
Okay, let's go.
Sahira. Jack Naylor's coming.
What?
Thought that would do it.
What happened?
We've got a cardiac tamponade.
How?
Me and Ollie put some temporary pace wires in.
You said that you were going to wake me. Why didn't you wake me?
I just did.
I can't believe you did this.
You'll be fine.
You're supposed to wake me.
I did try, but you look so happy I didn't want
to spoil. Who am I rescuing?
Tyrone Brunson came in off his tits and wrote Hypnol with an aortic stenosis. We put pacers in to stabilise him.
Badly?
Ollie was nervous, seeing as Jack never lets him get his feet.
Don't even go there.
I accept full responsibility.
Except for now, when I have to.
No. You can say you were asleep. I'll take it in the neck.
Don't tempt me. He's just not responding.
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson!
Start CPR. 1 milligram adrenaline. Thank you. Thank you. We've got an audience. So pH is 6.9. He's not coming back. I don't really think Josh should hear this. Well, do you want to move him? We could take him somewhere else, Frieda. Please. Can I get a hand here?
What's going on?
This is why I practice on my own in the nighttime. This is pig's heart. You know, everybody thinks it's such a great mystery, and it's just sewing with blood. I try and make good technique. You know, like an athlete.
Good technique, less energy. That's what my trainer says.
That's true.
But when you're out on a run, he's not there, is he? It's just you in the snow. No one's giving instructions. That's gone now, that bit.
Well, not gone, it's just different mountain. In the hospital, good technique is how we care. You know, like Nurse McKee. You have a go now.
Suction, would you please? Retractors.
Good. Perforated. There's your sepsis.
We'll have to do a spinning and mobilise the duodenum. More suction, please. Pax. All right, we'll get your arm in a minute.
Right, focus. While I kosherise the duodenum, you retract the liver.
You can recognise the liver, can you?
Which way? Your left, my right. Good.
IVC and portal vein. Don't seem to be hosing out of the pancreas anymore. More proline, please.
Do I just stay here?
You do. All right. I'll need a Robinson drain and silk. If I say sushi to you, what do you think of?
Fish.
Sushi is, in fact, a word for rice. It used to take 10 years to train a sushi chef, BP.
1:13 over 80.
Nobody seems to want to put the time in anymore. Probably too busy choosing their next holiday.
She has an ulcer and it perforated.
Is she gonna die?
Mr. Hansen's director of surgery. He's the best we have.
I thought it was her arm.
We'll have to keep her in for some time.
I can stay with my aunt.
Me.
Jack strides through the ward in a low-cut evening dress.
Whoa, where have you been?
62/39.
Suction. Did you put these in with an image intensifier?
No, we did it on the ward.
We? I hope you're not responsible for this Valentine. I'd hate to think Miss Shara's letting you do things beyond your level of competence. Is that what happened?
No, it's not.
Did you read up on Dr. Taub?
No.
He was part of a delegation looking at acupuncture in China. No, not retracting, there's necrosis.
I'll step in if you're done.
Uh-huh. He called it nonsense with needles.
Saline wash, please.
I really didn't think I'd have to look out for you, Mr. Hamilton. I always thought you were reliable. Boring, but reliable. And if you're the sort of man who
He'd rather have pins stuck into him and spend his time examining patients properly, then I may have to revise that view.
What are you doing here?
My audit.
What about the Rohypnol patient?
What about him?
Your handwriting's in the notes. Your signature's on the bloods, your footprints everywhere.
A swap is Sahira at the start of the shift.
No, a swap requires my say-so.
Officially.
You called me out here in the middle of the night because Nigella needs a nap. Tell me, was it you or Ollie who screwed up the pacer wires?
Me.
Do you want to think about that?
Oh, come on, people do extra hours all the time.
I don't think Hansen's going to see it that way.
Well, who's going to tell him?
I already did.
Boring. He called me boring.
You know you're not.
Now he thinks I'm unreliable.
Don't beat yourself up.
It's a common error, but that's why you should know about it.
You got her through it. That's what matters. Come here.
Stephen begins to massage Dan's shoulder.
Ah.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
While Dan's eyes are shut, Stephen leans in closer, then slowly slides his hand over Dan's chest. Dan slowly snaps out of his daze and opens his eyes.
What are you doing?
Making you feel good.
Well, don't.
Sorry. That's a first. Yeah, met the signs wrong.
What signs?
Forget it.
Dan looks shaken, and as Stephen makes his way into the staff room with a look of embarrassment, Dan hurries in after him.
What did you mean by signs?
I said I'm sorry.
Somebody said something?
No.
Then what?
Does it matter?
Yes!
Because I touched a nerve.
I told you. I'm with Chrissy.
And that's your straight life.
What?
But you're saying I misread it.
Misread what?
You.
I'm not gay.
Look, if you want to deal with labels, fine. You're with Chrissy, you're straight. I can still like you.
Why?
Why not? You wouldn't be the first man who wanted more than one thing.
With a confident smile, Stephen writes something on a book of matches, then walks over to Dan.
My mobile, hotel.
He holds the matches out for Dan to take, and when he doesn't, Stephen leaves them on a table. He places a hand on Dan's shoulder before heading out. Looking shaken, Dan hesitantly reaches down for the book of matches. Frida wheels Josh back to his bed. The one next to his is empty, and Eddie is tidying up.
Where is he? Has he gone to intensive care or something? If he died, just say it.
He died. Ready?
No, give me the board.
Okay. Lock your brake.
Frida places the board between the chair and his bed.
You can do this, Josh.
Eddie and Frida watch patiently as Josh eases himself between his chair and the bed onto the board. He painfully tries to lift his legs across. Suddenly, he topples forward.
Okay, Frida, just move a little chip back. Frida, thanks. Josh, have you hurt yourself?
There's nothing left to hurt.
Oh, there's plenty. Frida, can you get
the horse?
Yeah. Please. It's okay, look, it's going to be okay.
It's not okay.
He's lying face down with his nose touching the floor tiles and he begins to sob.
Oh, don't cry. Oh, Josh.
Eddie lies down next to him.
Look at me. Josh, look at me. It's okay. It's okay.
He's there when he died.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
She wipes away one of his tears.
It's not hard, is it? If you're not on the rota, you can't treat patients. It's not legal and you're not insured. Oh, are you above the law?
I was here doing my audit. When the patient came in, I helped.
Where were you?
Not on the ward at that precise moment.
I was asleep in the uncle room.
I promised I'd wake her up if anyone came in. I got caught up in the moment.
Is that what happened with the female gunshot victim? You got caught up in the moment?
The patient said she was pregnant. The trauma team will back that up.
Well, it still has to be investigated.
We saved that woman's life.
Sahira's pager buzzes in Greg's pocket.
Oh, screw you.
You're strangely silent, Miss Shah. Are you happy for Mr. Douglas to do your talking?
No, I have no excuses. It shouldn't have happened.
Is it really necessary?
Yes, Mr. Douglas, rules are necessary.
Both matters will be subject to formal procedures. Is that it? Is that our hearing? This stinks.
Greg goes to the door and seems to wait for Sahira, but she shuts it behind him and returns to Hansen's desk.
He could be struck off.
It is a formal, independent process, and I cannot be the judge.
I'm asking you to let it go.
Why? A man who makes up his own rules is a danger to the public.
But he's a committed surgeon. You'd be wasting his training.
Turn a blind eye.
To him working off shift, yes.
On one condition.
What?
You act like a manager. See, what it looks like from the upper circle is that he's smitten with you. Is that what you want your colleagues to see?
Josh is at one of the vending machines, and when he reaches up to put in his money, the pound coin slips from his hand, rolls along the floor, and rattles to a halt. As he tries to reach it, Alison arrives at the vending machine.
I can get it if you like.
No, I want to do it myself. That's the problem, I can't do what I want.
She tries to help anyway.
Leave it.
A little stung, Alison purchases something from the machine, while Josh lifts each of his legs off the foot paddles of his wheelchair. She turns to look at him.
Can I buy you something?
He just looks at her and continues to ease himself out of the chair and onto the floor. Sitting there, he picks up his pound coin and glances up at the vending machine. Greg's playing crutch hockey when Dan appears.
What are you doing here?
Same as you, judging by the state of that crutch. Fancy a game instead?
Not tonight. It's not to say you can't have a go. So, what are you getting out of your system?
Dan positions a ball.
Bit of domestic.
Women, tell me about it.
She mentioned the C word.
Oh, commitment. You see, that's the basic fault line between the sexes. Men live for the present, whereas women for the future. Why? Because they have the children. And the only thing that can span the gap between them is a question. Do you love her?
Of course I do.
Love alters the male brain.
Makes you more compatible.
That is such crap.
5-star crap makes the world go round.
You're really helping, you know that.
At the end of the day, it's not my problem. It's yours.
Greg playfully shoves Dan's shoulder with his fist, then marches off, leaving Dan alone. Suddenly, he pulls out his phone and makes a call.
It's me. Sorry, I know it's the middle of the night. Just wanted to hear your voice. No. Nothing. See you in the morning.
Eddie finds Josh sitting on the floor against the vending machine.
I dropped my money. Can't get back up.
Do you want to get back up?
No.
You asked me about Mr. Johnson earlier. Well, watching his 70-year-old die is nothing compared to watching a 17-year-old give up. So I'm gonna go.
Eddie's used the money to purchase a packet of crisps from the machine.
There was a girl here earlier. She gave me that look.
What look?
Poor you. Made me think of my girlfriend.
I didn't know you had one.
I don't want her here. I don't want her looking at me that way.
Also, don't be that way. People take their cue from you, Josh. Turn it around. Look, what's the most fun you've ever had?
First time I went over 90.
You go 90 miles an hour on your snowboard.
First I couldn't crack it, then I did.
So you're a speed freak?
Some kind of freak.
People have done this before, Josh. And you do all of your physio and you get really fit and you never know.
Are you saying I could be back on my board?
No. But I am saying start with what you've got and see where it takes you.
But what have I got?
You got from here to here. And your chair. So use it, you know, don't just sit on your ass.
Where's Ellie? Could you give us a minute?
Would you like me to get you some pain relief?
Ali's getting some sweets. She's still a child, really.
Have you noticed?
She asked to come and stay with me. Oh, don't worry, it wouldn't work.
Whatever made you think it would?
I thought she was ready.
She's not.
You're not.
None of us are.
Let her go. Let her go to university.
And turn into someone who forgets where she's from.
Don't punish her for what I do. She's not me.
You pay her fees and she'll want to know you.
I can be busy. I'm good at that. I might go to Toronto.
Toronto?
There's a job offer. You say goodbye for me.
Dan comes in as Beverly gives Megan a kiss on the cheek.
She turned out really nice. You did a good job.
As Beverly leaves, Megan smiles a little.
My little sister, I'm always lumbered with her mistakes.
Well, the bit I heard sounded positive.
I'll still have to tell Ali, though, won't I?
No, you don't. You have to protect her.
You don't have to tell her anything.
Greg finds Oliver with Tyrone.
Do you know where Sahira is?
Mr. Douglas.
What? Who got blamed for the tamponade?
That'll be me.
Sorry.
Grabbing Tyrone's phone.
Will you give it up?
What? It's not going to happen. She's not going to text, she's not going to phone, she's not showing up. So all that's left for you to decide is, was she worth it?
What wound him up?
He doesn't need any help, he's self-winding. He could be wrong.
Who am I kidding? I really liked her as well. She spiked the drink and had away with the money. I didn't see that coming.
Well, if it wasn't for the rehypno, we wouldn't have found out about your heart.
It's a busted flush, whatever side you look at it. Rule number one of the gambler's Bible, no such thing as a sure bet.
Is everything okay?
Why are you still here?
To make sure you're all right.
I don't need you to.
Right, this is very touching, but I think we should take it outside, please.
Sahira strides out after Hansen.
I'd like it to be noted that I want to be on a different shift pattern from Mr. Douglas.
What?
If we are here at the same time, I'll be on CTU, so we shouldn't need to cross paths.
I'll pass it on to your consultants.
Is this some weird pound of flesh I don't know about?
This is exactly what it sounds like, Greg. You shouldn't be here, and I don't want you here. So go.
Greg fixes her with a glare, then storms off. While she looks shell-shocked, Hansen's wearing a smile.
Is it true you have to stay for days?
It is.
Aunt Beverly said I could be at hers. It's probably best I stay at home. It's just one bus then to get to you.
Oh, you're a good girl, Ally. Pity I'm not a good mummy.
Yes, you are.
If you want to go to university, then you go. I won't stand in your way.
You mean it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell Aunt Beverly?
Aunt Beverly had to go. She's a busy woman. Come here, eh?
Alison climbs up onto the bed to cuddle up to Megan.
We'll see her again.
When?
When we're ready.
Megan kisses her on the top of the head. In the staff room, Greg pulls on his coat. As he leaves, he spots Sahira sitting at a computer and he throws her a gentle smile. She turns from him until he's gone. Hurt, he makes his exit. Frida gets Eddie's attention.
Psst. Better come see this.
Come on and see.
Josh is tearing up and down the corridor in his wheelchair, back and forth.
How long's he been doing that?
I don't know, but I think it is laps. He goes up and down, up and down. Many times, yeah.
Eddie smiles as she watches him. He's pushing himself hard as he speeds along the corridor. When he turns at one end, he looks down at his hands, flexing them and grimacing with pain. He sets off again in earnest. Dan encounters Stephen outside Megan's room.
I'm clocking off in a bit.
And I'm waiting for Sister Williams.
Sometime later, Dan makes his way to his desk with a small box of pliers, wire, and pieces of metal. He sorts through them, focusing on a small bag of tiny brass circles. He finds the book of matches with Stephen's telephone number written on it. Staring at it for a moment, he drops it into a waste paper bin. Josh does another lap and turns to discover the corridor buzzing with people arriving for the day shift. Chrissy arrives.
Morning. Everything all right?
Dan grabs her and pulls her away.
Come on. Ta-da!
Is this why you phoned in the middle of the night?
What do you think?
Well, I think it's lovely, but it's expensive.
I've already booked it.
Done what?
I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I am, but I don't need big gestures like this.
What do you want?
What's got into you?
Well, I've had a hell of a night, but it's still a real question.
Well, the real answer is for the man I love not to feel he's trapped. To feel he's got to do something he doesn't want to do.
I don't. Do you really love me?
I just said so, didn't I? And the villa is lovely.
Lovely enough for a honeymoon.
What are you saying?
Marry me.
She kisses him.
Is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes, silly.
He looks massively relieved, then remembers something.
I made a ring.
Wow, it fits.
I'm not an orthopod for nothing. I'll buy you a real one.
This is real. Let's not tell anyone just yet.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
She's overjoyed.